respond to you today, I was like, oh crap, AO2 Anniversary's inbound.
You know, you turn to your left, you see a cabal bearing down on you. You would poop in your pants. But it would be the good kind of poop.
Sorry, I love my Star Roads. I need to see those.
Can you imagine?
What's the Star Road? What's going on? Wait, hold on.
They were precursor weapons.
And also, they connected planets.
The game industry has run into a lack of innovation nowadays, and I feel that's what Destiny is bringing to the table.
Welcome everyone to Podcast HD. I am Chance, founder of Halo and Destiny Dispatch, and today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Destiny author, also known as David Weeks. I am lead writer for Destiny Dispatch.
I'm Drewsfer1985, or Drew. I write for Halo Dispatch.
And I'm Fantastic Jackie, editor and webmaster for both Halo and Destiny Dispatch.
And we have one very special guest joining us, Halo Fan for Life. What's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing? This is Sal from Halo Fan for Life. That's halofanforlife.com. And thanks for having me.
No problem, man. No problem. I guess it kind of fits to have you on this one, seeing as we have, like, possibly some of the greatest Halo news ever with the Master Chief Collection potentially dropping on Xbox One. I'm actually, like, I flipped out when I saw that, and I flipped out all over the Podtacular podcast. That was 2.5 hours long. We were just kind of nerding all over the place in that podcast. But yeah, I kind of want to start with that. I want to hear what you guys think about that potentially coming to Xbox One. David, you go first.
Oh, wow. Okay, Chance.
Go,
let's see how it is.
Go, Dave. Go,
go,
Dave.
Go. I'm excited. You know, I loved Halo 4, and I loved what it did for the franchise. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the multiplayer. I really don't. Your opinion is cool. Anyway, I like the story, and I really dug the character progression for Chief, and I want to see where Halo 5 Guardians takes us. Now, I guess since Chance threw that on me, Drew, you can go.
So, you're talking about the collection. I have a lot of thoughts about the collection. The biggest thing that I want to see come out of this collection is them successfully make the Halo multiplayer suite like its own thing. So I want to see the campaigns of Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4 reimagined and put on the Xbox One. So I'm assuming at a minimum that's what we're going to have. But the big question hanging over all this is what's going to go on with the multiplayer. Let's say you launch the multiplayer from any of these four games, and it takes you to a hub where you can go into Halo 1 multiplayer, Halo 2 multiplayer, Halo 3 multiplayer, or Halo 4 multiplayer. So you can just play those experiences as they were meant to be, you know, just brought to the Xbox One. Or you can play this, like, overarching, overall multiplayer that has a mixture. Like a happy bag of fun where you have this persistent character that plays on all four of the game's maps, with mixtures of weapons and physics and all that stuff. I think it would be really sick to see that. I don't know how likely that is.
yeah, that sounds really like... that would be really ambitious on 343's part.
Exactly.
To pull something like that off. But, like I told my dad earlier, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing, if you're gonna remaster those four games, you might as well go all the way. I mean, don't stop halfway. Just go at it. Bring all the games to the next gen and bring this awesome multiplayer experience as well.
Well, the only issue that I have with this, like, concept in my head is I just don't see, well, first of all, 343 isn't making this game. It's going to be Saber Interactive and Certain Affinity with 343 supporting, as far as I would assume. So
yeah,
I don't think they would have the amount of resources behind them and the time and the strength to pull off something like that. So my more realistic view is, you will have a multiplayer suite that is in line with Halo 4's multiplayer suite, much like what happened with Anniversary, where you have things that kind of tie into Halo Reach, only not the way they did with Anniversary. I think they'll do more justice to the original multiplayer vision for the older games like 3 and 2, and they'll tie it into its own playlist or its own, like, sub menu or something in the Halo 4 multiplayer. So if you have this collection, you have Halo 4, so you have access to Halo 4's multiplayer, and then you have all of these, you know, exclusive things that you get from this collection that you can play in those maps or in those game types or with those types of assets. Hopefully that's how it turns out.
I feel like the Halo community would crucify him if they ever use Halo 4's multiplayer in one sentence for this Master Chief Collection. Like, I feel like those competitive guys would lose their crap over something.
Yeah,
like that.
I could see why, and I would kind of tend to agree. However, what other option do they have? Right? I mean, like, what would they do? Would they make a new multiplayer suite that's just this Halo Collection multiplayer? So, like, if you want to play with these people who have this collection, you have to buy the collection,
right?
Or what? You know,
I don't know. You know, people were mentioning the way Phil Spencer talked about if Halo 2 Anniversary was done, then they'd have to have its original multiplayer. What they could do is just port over Combat Evolved Anniversary, the campaign, and then do a Halo 2 remake, and then just port 3 and 4 over in like 1080p 60 frames per second, and then the multiplayer experience would be Halo 2's multiplayer.
It would all be about Halo 2, and I don't think that's the point of this package. The point of it is to kind of bookend the quote-unquote Master Chief experience for the games up until now. And so if you make it centered around Halo 2, I don't think it'll go as well as a lot of people with rose-colored glasses think it would go, and B, I would probably feel like a step backwards if it was like, hey, let's celebrate Halo 2 and its multiplayer, and then everybody who's into Reach and 4 just kind of goes like, wait, where are we going? Where are we going with this? Why are we going here? What about Halo 3's multiplayer? Like, what about the fantastic maps in Halo 3 and the game types that have come out of Halo 4 and stuff like that that are great, but the delivery is just not that great? Like, I think it'd be cool to see this thing that I talked about before, but I just don't know if Certain Affinity and Team Saber have it in them.
Okay, well, this year is the 10th anniversary of Halo 2. And, of course, everybody's speculating that there's going to be a Halo 2 anniversary. Instead of there being a Halo 2 anniversary, what if this Master Chief Collection is replacing that? And that's where they're using the Halo 2 multiplayer, and you get the Halo 2 multiplayer experience on the Xbox One. If you think about it right now, we still have Halo 3, Halo Reach, Halo 4 for the Xbox 360, but they shut down the servers for Halo 2. So a good way to bring Halo 2 back then, at least for the multiplayer aspect, is to put it into this Master Chief Collection. This way you have every opportunity to play every multiplayer that's been in the Halo franchise so far.
That's a good point.
Aha. Uh-huh. But this is Halo's entry, and we're just going to ignore Spartan Assault. This is Halo's entry onto the Xbox One. This is not a replacement for anything on the 360. Like, everybody's still going to be playing Halo 3, Halo Reach, you know, Halo 4 on the 360. This is Halo splashing onto the Xbox One. So as much as I agree that this is the time to celebrate Halo 2, if you're going to make a whole collection with all four games in it, now you can't exactly put all the focus on Halo 2, because I think it would just kind of hit people strange.
You're right there. That's where the focus isn't necessarily on Halo 2, that you're getting all of the campaigns from 1, 2, 3, and 4,
but you're
getting the multiplayer experience for Halo 2 as their homage to the anniversary, you know, the 10th anniversary.
Yeah, and then my other thought, though, is honestly, from an outward-facing perspective, from a sales perspective, from Microsoft's perspective, this collection is most likely a welcome to Halo. Not entirely, but it's a huge welcome to Halo for everybody who's crossed over into the Xbox One, all the new people who have bought Xbox One. Granted, there aren't more Xbox Ones out there than 360s, but the Xbox One is selling faster than the 360 sold. So they have to view it from a perspective of like, okay, for the people who are like, all right, what's going on with this Halo thing? Maybe this is the time to get on the Halo bandwagon. This has to be a all-encompassing everything. And the Halo 2 multiplayer, as nostalgic as it is, I don't think it has all the bells and whistles that people would be expecting in today's multiplayer world. You know what I mean?
You make a good point, but you know, it also makes me wonder, could they use the basis of the Halo 2 multiplayer, the Halo 2 engine, to create a multiplayer with just like your favorite maps from, or the community's favorite maps from each game? Like, see, you pull like Halo 2, 2 and 3, you know, and so on, and you put that in under one multiplayer experience.
That's what I would want to see.
But see, at that point, you introduce the classic Halo experience to the newbies, and you also please the super competitive guys who want that classic Halo experience back. but you also have all these different maps from each game that you love, so it's not specifically based on Halo 2.
So my question would be, from people who are pining for Halo 2, because that's just, I don't fall into that category as hard as a lot of people do, I'm really curious what specific aspects of Halo 2's multiplayer that you need to have in this game to make you happy.
What I want to know. What's that one trick everyone talks about with the battle rifle? Grenade jumping
trick.
Yeah. Super bounce or something like that.
It seems like people miss the cheats the most. Not the cheats, I guess, but like the tactics, I guess, the most. Like they miss the tachyturn tricks you can pull off, and I don't know.
When I see people discussing what they want from Halo 2 Anniversary and what they want from that multiplayer, what they want from Halo multiplayer in general is just no sprint, no armor abilities, and no ordnance.
And I can understand no armor abilities and no ordnance, but no sprint, that makes the game...
It feels like crap.
I agree. But at the same time, it is kind of hard to make maps with sprint in mind. Like, Halo 4 only had a few that really worked, that you really thought, oh, this is cool. The other ones are just kind of throwaways.
Yeah. So it sounds like the answer to my question is that the pure nature of Halo 2's multiplayer is what people liked so much.
Yeah.
So with Halo 3, they introduced the bubble shield. They introduced the health stuff. And Halo in Halo Reach, they introduced the armor abilities, and then Halo 4, you had all kinds of stuff. So is that what people are looking for? Because if people are looking for that, you can still have that in Halo 4. They can build it that way. You're just going to be running around looking like Halo 4 characters. Now, what they could do is bring the up-resed version of Halo 1, Halo 2, and Halo 3 assets into Halo 4's multiplayer. So you can make yourself look like Halo 2 or Halo 3 recon armor in Halo 4, playing on a Halo 3 map, playing Halo 3 game types, using Halo 3 weapons or Halo 2 weapons in a Halo 2 map. You know what I mean? I think that would be really special.
Bring back spike grenades.
Yeah, spike grenades. Those stupid flame grenades running around the flamethrower.
I love those flame grenades.
I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be possible, but just, I don't know.
It's funny to think, like, you don't know what is out of reach for certain affinity in Saber Interactive. Like, we really don't know how far they can go, right? You're kind of like, you know how far 343 can go, how far they can push themselves to make awesome games, but with certain affinity and Saber Interactive, all we've seen is Combat Evolved Anniversary.
I have a couple other questions then about this collection before we move on to Halo 5. Is there going to be an all-encompassing theater mode? Will Forge be in it? What about Firefight?
At the bare basis, I say Firefight has got to be in there. Like,
Firefight
I feel like there's
got to
be another
though,
mode.
It's not.
Firefight isn't in any of these games.
It's not.
Right. Oh my gosh, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
While there is no Firefight, there is Spartan Ops. And that's something that I'm really, really, really hoping that they bring into this, because I really want to play those missions, particularly like the last three, without all the ridiculous issues and all that, that
three
stuff.
FPS lag.
Yeah,
please,
exactly.
God, please.
So you're saying you really enjoyed Spartan Ops?
Oh yeah, I love Spartan Ops.
Yeah, she's actually a Spartan Ops proponent.
No.
Yeah.
You should say just the last couple of chapters. Before that, I don't know how you enjoyed
the first five were rough. The first five
I started
were
going
rough.
Cross-eyed after a while.
Jackie, I want to play Spartan Ops with you.
I
haven't played all the way through.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. In fact, as they were coming out, I actually took each of the videos that came out for each episode and made them into a comic book. They were featured on Point and all that. And in fact, well, check out the site. You can check it out there. It's in the Spartan Ops section on the site. After all 10 episodes came out, I then compiled them into a graphic novel, and it's a 300-page graphic novel. So check those out. Yeah. I completely enjoyed it, and I know Dustin from Podtacular, he and I went through each mission, played them. We did podcasts on each one to tell people how to, you know, this is a good way to play it. This is, you know, what you can do here and there. And we really, you know, just tore it apart to let you know, how to have fun with it. And now, I completely enjoyed Spartan Ops, but I don't think it's going to be part of this collection. I really think that it's going to be just the campaigns and then a version of the Halo 2 multiplayer.
So, sorry, go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, like, I kind of agree with him on the Spartan Ops end, because this is the Master Chief Collection, so it has almost nothing to do with Chief other than Halsey.
Yeah,
right.
And
right.
what she's doing and where she is. And
I think for Chief. for campaign and knowledge perspective, it probably have a it'd be smart to include, because let's just assume this comes in some big fancy thing and not just right. on some disc. It'll probably have the Spartan Ops
cutscenes stitched
together. Oh, no, I'm sure there's going to be some kind of...
And I will buy it.
What if it came with one of those new Halo... one of those old Halo 3 helmets, but they upgraded it to this new helmet, and it's...
So it's wearable?
Okay, now that would be cool.
I would get that.
They might do it as DLC.
Well, I was thinking, like, stitched together... just a stitched together cutscene, like, full movie thing.
Well, yeah, they should make a movie of all the cutscenes, I think. That would be
nice. You can access that on YouTube. I'm sure yeah, it's that's not hard on YouTube. For that. So why don't we talk about Halo 5?
Halo 5 Guardians.
So what I was going to say was, this Halo collection, most definitely will come with a Halo 5 beta, right? Right, guys? Don't we agree? Is that an assumption?
If it doesn't, I feel like it just emphasizes
huge
suicide
opportunity.
by the competitive community, right? When they see it doesn't have a beta, they're going to be like, oh, flip this, you know? You stupid people, you're supposed to let me play it first so I can help you out or whatever. But yeah, I feel like it'd be suicide for them. A knife to the neck if they don't do it.
I think the smartest move, because this game, like we've said, is a huge cash cow. It's a huge pull for the Xbox One. So they need to say up front, like, that needs to be the selling thing for this Halo game, is you get access to the Halo beta, right? That's a huge deal.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, because, and like, when you see the Master Chief Collection, I know a lot of people, you know, some people are going to be like, woo, like me, I'm going to be flipping out, but other people might be like, well, I already have these games. What's in it for me? Like, I really don't. I like these games, but I want more to this package than just that. If Halo 5 beta goes whoop right up at the top, you know, at the end of the trailer or something, then that's their initiative to go out and buy it now, right? It's going to have a beta. So in order to get into this beta, I have to buy this, so I'm going to buy it now. And plus, I get these other games, right? So, yeah.
So, Halo 5. What do you think about Halo 5, Chance? I'm curious.
Halo 5, like, man, I once I first saw that picture, I actually flipped my lid. I didn't think I would be excited, like super excited about just that, but literally I got super hyped. I don't know why. I think it's just Halo is in my veins, right? So whenever there's something Halo, I'm just like, woo, flip out. But the biggest thing that caught my attention was Chief on the bottom of that image.
Upside down.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like...
Like Paul McCartney style, like he's dead.
Right. I'm like, okay, that's so cool. That new guy looks awesome. Wait, what's the Chief doing down there? Wait, hold on. It should be opposite. Chief should be standing on top, and this new guy should be upside down on the bottom, right?
You know, I've made that piece of art by phone's lock screen, and I keep on picking my phone upside down. Like, I just keep on expecting Master Chief to be right side up, because I think it's just, like, subconscious or something.
Well, when you're thinking about it, you're like, okay, this is Master Chief Saga. They've said it multiple times. She even said it in that new Xbox, on the Xbox post. She said, this is Master Chief Saga. So, when I look at this image, it kind of feels like this guy is, they're going to try and get this guy to replace Chief in some way or form, right? He's going to be really, really important.
You think he's a replacement? I don't think he's a replacement.
I think he's a replacement by Oni, not by Pooh trying to kick the character out.
I see what you're saying.
But a replacement in the game, right?
Yeah.
Guys. He's Arbiter. Oh. He's Arbiter 2.
He's the Arbiter.
Yeah. Here, guys, did you hear about this guy might be possibly being Marlow from the new Ridley Scott?
I don't think it's him. Shindig? No way. They wouldn't.
No, I don't think so.
It would make sense, though. This featurette is about this character. You know,
yeah, I have to agree with Chance here.
You think it'd be about this guy, this new guy, you know, it'd be like, okay, this featurette's about him. This is where he was when everything's going down. This is why he's important. Boom, he's in Halo 5. You know,
Here's a way that you can think about it, too. You know, Forward Unto Dawn, before Halo 4, introduced us to Lasky and also reintroduced Chief in, you know, much earlier. But this way we were able to understand what Lasky was about, where he came from. We also saw a little bit of the Infinity as well because of that. And by using Marlow then as this this show, similar to how Forward Unto Dawn is going to be before Halo 5 comes out, it just all seems to make sense that they could use Marlow as the character.
Yep, I agree with that.
I agree that the featurette will be introducing concepts and in this character and all this stuff, but I just feel like the one person that they've announced casting-wise felt like a small thing for me. He's kind of a nobody, and I get that a nobody is a perfect person to make someone important, but it just didn't feel like someone that would have some kind of, like, the it that would make him the most important character to come in into the next game and be on the cover. I don't know, that's just my
That's a good point, but, you know, at the same time, like you said, a nobody is perfect for 343 to say, oh, well, he's not really a nobody here. We're rewriting his life right now, right?
That's so true. Think about it really this way. Sense. When Halo first came out, Master Chief was a nobody. Nobody knew anything about him.
I don't know. He was very mysterious. The actor.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, did anybody really know Steve Downs other than those in the Chicago area for his radio TV show? Or radio show?
Nope, but when they cast him, they didn't know Halo was going to be what it is today, so...
That's true.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time, regardless of whether it's a video game or if it's something like a book on movie, even like cartoons, if it's voice acting or if it's a new face that we're going to see, I want that new character to be someone that we have never seen before, never heard their voice before. They are completely new, because then they can completely be that character for us. I mean, honestly, as awesome as he is, I don't want someone like Johnny Depp
as the next Spartan.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I agree what you're saying.
Or Ben Affleck.
Oh, please. No. He's done enough.
So,
one little fact. I just looked up Lasky's actors to see if they're nobodies, like Marlowe's actor is. And the IMDb page for his voice actor, turns out he was an Intel analyst, like someone else we know.
That's crazy. Well, wow. All right, so what's funny about Lasky is, and I think I talked to Jackie about this one time on Twitter, is Lasky's in Supernatural. He's in
what?
He's in Supernatural. The modern
You're talking
day,
about Tom Green.
Yeah, no, what? Yes.
The
modern day the adult Lasky in the like live action sequences of,
oh, you mean Ty Olson?
No, I think it's Tom Green.
Like, maybe no.
The adult Lasky is Ty Olson. Tom
adult
Green,
adult Lasky. Adult Lasky. Sorry.
Yeah, he's a vampire
in Supernatural. It blew me away. What? Like, I was watching Supernatural and I was like, I recognize this dude, and I was like, holy crap, that's Lasky. Yeah, it's weird. He's a weird casting.
Yeah,
choice,
Ty Olson.
But they pull big name people. They do. I mean, look at Halo 3 ODST.
It's like undercover big name people, though, right? It's like, I didn't know he was in Supernatural. He wasn't one of the bigger ones, but he was pretty big. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't pull the biggest names. They pulled the bigger names, right?
Yeah.
Bigger than normal.
Well, I mean, at least
who played Del Rio again?
A very angry old man.
Yeah, I can picture
him. He was in the original Alien film.
Yeah, he was. I knew I recognized him from somewhere. Thank you so much.
He was one of the Marines. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
No. He was
a Marine. Maybe.
In the original Halo, there were no Marines in
there. Oh, no, in the original Alien, he was a Marine.
There were no Marines in the original Alien.
Maybe it was Aliens then. Let me look it up.
Probably Aliens. I think he was in the original Alien. I don't know. Anyways, so do we think Halo 5 Guardians is going to be open world?
Yep.
Please.
No.
Why and how?
Maybe not so, open world in the sense that you walk from point A.
So if you think it's going to be open world, give me some games that you would like liken your ideal Halo open world to. Is it going to be like Skyrim? Or
I want something in the scope of Skyrim.
Okay.
Like, I want to be able to go through the halls of the Infinity. Every single piece of the Infinity, I want to be able to explore. I just want to see everything.
That just sounds like Alien Isolation.
Have you seen
Infinity.
The concept artwork for some of the rooms in the Infinity?
No.
the concept art, like just the crew quarters, they look like something out of not even Halo, but it's like so cool. Just the rooms they have, so that would be nice.
My thought is, I was
they have a park.
I bring up the open world thing because I talked to Talavir, Tim from Our Dark Destiny, a lot about this when I was streaming last weekend, and I don't think you want a Skyrim Because how would the mission structure work? How would you get a Halo encounter into a Skyrim
exactly. game? Exactly. I hate open world games where something dire is happening, love those games, but it's not really dire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that. Yeah. Right. That definitely draws you out of it, but especially for something like Halo, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
The reason I ask about that, it's
been linear forever. You know, it's got open spaces.
It's linear, but it's
like
an open, it's open encounters.
You know, stuff like that. It had those open spaces, but, you know, I don't feel like this game needs to be open world at all.
Like, so
I'm not recommending like raids or dungeons or anything like that with regards to the gameplay, but I do want you guys to think about this for a second, because with regards to Halo 4, there were a lot of concerns and pushback on how the story went because we were stuck behind the Master Chief's visor. This is the first time that his visor, his HUD, felt limiting. We couldn't see everything. We didn't see enough of the Didact. So people were like, there wasn't enough of the Didact and everything. Halo mm-hmm. is a massive, massive world. And just being stuck behind one HUD isn't enough. Like, I want to be able to see more. There are so many different pieces and species and worlds and everything. I
want
to see it.
So you want exploration. Not necessarily an open world, but definitely exploration into the game. So I would agree with that. And what I was going to say real quick is Halo 4 was 343 making a Halo game in the Halo mold. What I'd like to see is 343 take Halo into their own and make it their own experience. And so not changing drastically, but slowly shifting away from what we're used to with Halo and making what it means to play a Halo game different, which makes sense because it's on a new console, it's in a new studio, it's in a new world, this is a new generation for Halo. And so it's a good time to start shifting away from what we're used to with Halo so that we don't get burnout and we're not sick of like the same 30 seconds of fun that we've been experiencing for hours and hours and years and years now. And I think it's a good time to do that.
How about something like the campaign in Halo 3 ODST, where you have an open world central hub and then you can do your different missions and pretty much in any order that you want to.
When this
Halo open world rumor came out, that was the first thing that everybody said, and I keep hearing that the ODST comparison, but I don't think a direct like, hey, let's make it like ODST, I don't think that would be the answer, but that's a good way to liken it probably, is to have somebody mentioned that there's a rumor that Halo 5 will have Chief and his ship. He'll have a ship, and so he will go from planet to planet in a ship, and I would totally buy that.
That's similar to Mass Effect. That's kind
of
what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, I kind of laughed at that, and I kind of thought it was pulled directly from Mass Effect.
I like the sound of that, but not from the Mass Effect angle of like, hey, we can just travel around this universe in this ship. But like, level one starts with Chief on some place, so you still have the levels or the chapters in it like a traditional Halo game. So Chief is in a place, it's open world, he has a quest or some kind of overdriving narrative that he needs to accomplish in this location, and he will go from place to place and have these firefights and meet these characters and do this stuff, and then he achieves his objective, or there's some kind of narrative thing that drives him to the next place, so he gets back in his ship and he goes there. So he doesn't go back and forth, not like a traveling thing like you would in like Zelda or Skyrim or Mass Effect, but he moves on to the next location in the ship, and that's maybe a loading screen or something short to take you to this other next expansive world that's totally different from the previous place that you were at before, and that will be your chapters.
Can I throw an idea in here too?
Please.
Okay. So kind of that, but I kind of like that he would be able to go back in missions, but here's how I would do it. Now this is just follow me on this train of thought. If you've ever played any of the Lego games, they have their story mode and then they have their free play mode. What that means is you've gone through the story mode and then you're able to go back after you've pretty much finished the story, maybe one mission or the whole story. You've been able to unlock certain things, and then when you go back in a free play, you can actually access other areas that you couldn't before when you were doing just the story mode. So we wouldn't have different modes per se here, but what we would have is we would have your first playthrough where you wouldn't be able to get to all the areas, but you would find certain things that would help you get to the next mission, and then those later missions would help you be able to go back to the previous ones and find these new areas.
So in a Castlevania, Metroidvania, like Arkham City style thing where, you know, you're leaving the place, you're going somewhere else, but you can come back and now you have, I don't know, some new game or some new perk or something to your armor that lets you get to this place and get this tidbit of information or something.
Yeah, kind of, but you're not playing the same mission necessarily. You're actually going back there to now access those new areas and find a new thing that will help you. It could be armor upgrades, you know, that's something that I've heard people talk about. You know, who knows what it could be? It could be something like another prevailing theory is that Chief is trying to find a way to repair Cortana. So if it's not an armor upgrade for him, then maybe it's a piece of the technology needed to bring Cortana back. That would be a good way then for him to, you know, for them to be able to use the same maps, but access new areas for us to enjoy and explore.
That breaks Halo for me, honestly. Like, Halo is such an action-packed, linear game. Like, to have it open and to break it, like, for me, open-world games break immersion for me when I do a campaign or I start going on a campaign and then I go backwards, right, or I go do something else. It just kind of breaks any sense of being immediate or getting here. I need to do this. It just that immersion just breaks off, and that's what Halo is.
If you look at the mission structure for the first game, you literally just backtrack through all of the places that you just were after the flood comes out. It's a circle. I mean, they did a great job of tying the whole Halo concept to the story of, like, you go back through these areas, but there's a narrative to it. There's a focus driving thing. You go from A to B, like, that's your point. And I would agree that that is a big part of what Halo is, but I would say that, you know, it'd be cool to see some new concepts from 343, some really mind-bending, maybe uncomfortable feelings of playing Halo, and then that becomes the new norm.
Well, you know, I can agree with that, but at the same time, you know, we have so many open world games coming out here soon and probably next year. Like, I don't feel...
That's the thing, yeah.
I don't feel like next gen means open world. I love open world stuff, but at the same time, I don't feel like when I have an Xbox One, okay, that's my open world machine, and my 360 is my linear narrative story machine, right? I want some amazing linear story games, you know, that are utilizing next-gen power. Like, when I think about Halo 5 Guardians and the way she was talking about it, Frankie was talking about this, how they were talking about the open spaces in the older Halo games and stuff like that, I feel like it's just going to be, say, Truth and Reconciliation times 5 or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
The problem with the linearity, though, is that it can be constricting then on the campaign by making an open world, for instance, like Destiny is supposed to do. You know, they can keep developing for it. You know, they can have more time to develop the next game, but in the meantime, have a team that can potentially develop DLC that would unlock a new area for Chief to go explore within the campaign as well. It just allows us as the gamers to really explore the worlds more so and have a reason to want to keep going back into the campaign because we're finding something new as opposed to replaying the same missions over and over again. And mind you, I played each game, each campaign mission probably hundreds of times each. But this makes it just something even more, especially to draw in new fans that maybe like open world games and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing what we see more of this at E3. Definitely.
Yeah, I
think
agree.
We're going to see more
and, you
know, of it. So
I think we should leave it off with this question. Hey, first of all, Guardians is in the name of Halo 5. And second of all, do we want Halo 5 to be Destiny in the open world areas?
Nope.
We don't want Destiny and Halo 5 to be like, you know, okay, they're both open world, they're both in the sci-fi setting, and they both have the same kind of, you know, dealios going down in the way the campaign is played out and stuff.
think of it like this. I like Destiny like I like mashed potatoes. I like Halo and Destiny like mashed potatoes and peas. I like them, but I like them separate, you know? Just keep it separate.
I can agree with that. I can agree. I at this point, you know, I just say, okay, 343, do what you think is best with Halo, honestly.
That's all we can do.
I'll follow you. I'll listen, but you start just going off on this crazy stuff, I don't know, man. I honestly don't know what I will do. But anyways, I think it's time to wrap this baby up, this podcast up. So thank you guys so much for joining us. Sal, you can plug your stuff in right here. Tell them where to find you and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, once again, it's HaloFanForLife.com. You can also find me on Twitter, same name. I'm also on Facebook. That is HaloFanForLife11, and I had to put the 11 in, unfortunately. But I'm all over the place. I have a podcast as well. It's the Spirit of Fire podcast, and you can find that through the site as well as on iTunes. And that's about it for now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was a fun podcast to discuss Halo. But yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Destiny Dispatch and at Halo Dispatch, and check out our site, hddispatch.net. That is where all of the podcast stuff and everything is hosted. It is Halo and Destiny. So if you love both, or if, you know, you'd rather have your mashed potatoes and peas together, go check out the website, because they are together there, Halo and Destiny. But thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, be brave, guys.